Although it is 10 a.m. in New York, 6 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 11 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour, brought to you today from my hometown of Williston, North Dakota. This is Sunday Shenander Bean from SundayBean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. So I was coming across a Pinterest post on vacations, and the one that caught my eye was, take vacations, go as many places as you can. You can always make money. You can't always make memories. Well, that's true, and I wholeheartedly agree. I'm on a mission to help you make the right memories, the memories that you cherish, not just disasters that cost you thousands of dollars in another location. And with a series of amazing and not so successful vacations behind me, you know that I'm very motivated to pass on what I've learned to you. And I promised you in my last podcast where I interviewed Christine Hansen, the sleep expert on jet lag, that you would get an update on how my 31-hour journey and 21 hours in a plane adventure went as I traveled across three continents with my two children alone. So here's the update. A little glimpse into our journey. The first morning, awaking at 5:15 a.m. because my youngest is stuck in the Superman pose in bed and has kicked unknowingly my oldest out of the bed. So 5 a.m. wake up pose, looking at a slumbering Superman. Next morning, 4:45 a.m., when I hear my son sniffling, and get up in the wee hours to give him a Kleenex to find out it was actually a bloody nose. Day 3, 5:45 a.m. wake up to a call for snuggles when the good news was our alarm was to go off at 6 a.m. so we could get up and get our next flight. This is not jet lag. This is having kids. And this is honestly just shy of our normal wake-up time in South Africa. So I am pretty delighted to report that we did not have any of those 2 a.m. wake-up calls of, Mama, I'm hungry, or Mama, I'm not tired. Things went really well, but here's what jet lag did look like. Jet lag in our family, this trip, looked like kids drooling on a vinyl bench at the pizza parlor we are eating at 7:30 p.m. Me calling out over the table, sweetheart, wake up. We have to go home. So them, you know, I was happy we brought them to a stimulating environment to keep them up just a little bit longer. But I have to say, it was touch and go there for a second when they were both caught in the fetal position at the pizza place. And thankfully, because I had planned this well and communicated with my loved ones I was with, we were just around the corner from home. Jet lag in our family looks like snuggling in the covers in the evening just to rest, realizing that I was way too slow in getting their toothbrush and toothpaste because they fell asleep by the time I got back to them. So I am excited to share with you that after implementing many of the tips from how to slash jet lag in half from my last podcast, that there were some new things that I tried and were very successful. So I'm going to do that. And after that, you want to stick around because I also have something new to share with you coming up that has been inspired from a year of working with my Year of Transformation clients and having such great connection with these clients and seeing what they're struggling with and what they came to me for. I have designed something just for you, which will help you get what you crave from your international life. So more at the end. So stay tuned for that. All right, let's get back to the jet lag. Here are some things that I did that made things easier for me and make me so happy to report that we have not, honestly, really not struggled with jet lag this time. Not that it wasn't non-existent, but no big struggles. Okay, before we went, one thing that was really successful is that I organized car seats in advance. So thank you, Auntie Glennis. She was able to organize the car seats so I didn't have to carry two extra seats, that I could save my energy for the journey. The second thing that I did before I went is I was given the choice to stay with two of my absolute cherished loved ones. And I made the choice for many reasons, but for one of the reasons was to stay near the airport and near things that were central, so we didn't spend even more time in the car. Third thing that I did before we went is I was clear in communicating. I didn't want to plan any trips the next day or things that would take us very far away from our destination. So the last thing that we did before we went is I took Christine Hansen's tip of putting on lotion to stay hydrated, which, duh, the lungs or your skin is a huge organ. So I did that. And what I noticed as a side benefit was it just felt really good to take care of myself, and it smelled great. So the refocus of from getting through the journey to how can I nurture myself in the journey. And I thought that was really nice. And those are some things that I did before we took off. Now, during the flight, I took Christine's advice and I did skip one of the extra meals so that we were hungry at the local time. And that helped us get right on track. And I hope you're sitting down. I didn't have any wine, nothing with alcohol at all during the entire journey, even though it's tempting because you're watching a movie and they're serving free wine. But I did that because I was super committed to staying hydrated and feeling my best when I landed. And I knew that although it might taste good or might fit perfectly with the movie, it really wasn't going to serve me and my goals. And once we arrived, some things that I did that made a big impact is I thought carefully about the bonus tip that Christine gave, the 20th tip that she gave, that is a secret. You have to go to my blog and find out what it is to get it. But I thought about that, and I thought instead of doing that, I wore an eye mask as a way to block out the sun in the bedroom that I was staying in when I got there. So before I went to sleep at night, I put on an eye mask so that in the morning, I would already have the sun blocked out as much as possible. All right, so there you have it. Those are the things that I did. There are other things, but those are the new things or the things that really paid off that I did to make our trip optimal. And I would say for you, tips for you going forward when you're about to take an intercontinental or long haul flight on your own or with a family is do go back to my podcast where Christine Hansen shares 19 amazing tips on how to slash jet lag in half. Literally print out the sheet that I give you in my blog and hack off as many things as you possibly can. The second thing I would advise is to do a jet lag stopover with friends and family, something we've been doing for years. I'd stay at my brother's house, my sister's house, my auntie's house, and it would be a great time to reconnect one-on-one with my family members and keep the journey enjoyable and not such a struggle. That was something that has really paid off and helps also in terms of benefits that you get one-on-one time, especially if you're going to see each other later at a big family gathering, then you've had the one-on-one conversations that get lost when you're in a big group. And finally, communicate in advance with the people that you're going to be with that you're going to be wonky from jet lag and you're going to need to maybe have some little tender treatment in terms of how fast you go and how far you go once you get there. All right. So those are some of the things that you can do to really nurture yourself and kick off your family time in the right way. Okay, so let's move forward with other tips that I've got for vacations, because essentially what we're looking at is how do you optimize your time away from your work? You take precious vacation that's limited throughout the year. You spend a lot of money to travel. And you want to make the most of it for yourself or the people you're traveling with, or once you land, the loved ones that you're seeing. So if you want even more tips on how to optimize your vacations abroad, go to my blog on sundaybean.com under blog, and you can check out a ton of articles I have on do's and don'ts on vacations, expat vacations, long haul vacations. And here's a little tip that I haven't given anybody else. This is how you find it really quickly on my website. You go to sundaybean.com, go to the blog area, and then go down to categories and click on expat vacation. And you will get all of my top tips in one go. Expat vacations, do's and don'ts before you go, how to fly across the world and not feel like, you know what, when you land, and so much more. So go ahead, check that out. I am here to pass on all the lessons I've learned, the good, the bad, and ugly, so that you can absolutely make the most of your time and energy when you are across the world seeing your loved ones. And believe me, if you skip out on these tips, you're going to pay for it, because I have made these mistakes myself. So I promise you, taking a few minutes really to just get clear on what you want and what you're going to apply will really help you stop suffering and give you back moments that you can cherish for a lifetime. So now I'm excited to share with you something new, and it's about what I call the quicksand of expat life. So quicksand, when you think of it, I know what pops up. I know what you're thinking. You're seeing a horror movie where someone walks on a surface and they realize it's quicksand. They get stuck and they sink until they die, right? But quicksand, what's in reality, what I know about quicksand, it's really interesting. You know, it seems harmless. You walk over it and then you realize it's not what you thought. And then you start to try to get out of it. And in your struggles, you start sinking and you get more and more stuck. The harder you fight, the more stuck you get. And you do keep your head above, but you don't get out. And that is what I've been seeing in the lives of all of my expat clients. There are four areas of quicksand where people get stuck. And I want to share that with you so that you can do everything within your power to get out. So here are the four areas of quicksand, and I'll tell you how I'm going to help you on these in a minute. So the first area of quicksand where people get stuck, the expat quicksand, is around connections with those back home. A lot of you share with me that you change and you grow when you live abroad. And then when you go back to those that knew you way back when, at those you love, whatever you call home, that it's hard. You struggle to connect with the people that you want to understand you, but no longer really get who you are now. And you start asking yourself, how am I going to make the most of my time with these people? How can I be myself and connect in a way that doesn't feel weird for them? So this is what I am here to support you with, is how can you do that? And a very simple thing in terms of jet lag is, how can you get present and engage with your loved ones as fast as possible? That's very pragmatic. There are other things in terms of how do you really stay present in when you're back home without getting caught up in negative emotions. So that's what we'll focus on with the quicksand area of connecting with those back home. The second area that I see people get stuck in quicksand is when they're trying to create what I call a life upgrade. So an expat life upgrade. You know what it is. You know you want to make improvements in your health, or you want to spend your time better, but you're really struggling to do it. You have really good intentions, but it's the implementation that you struggle with. That is one thing, whether it's health, how you spend your time or your energy or upgrade, even the thoughts, the negative thoughts you have in your head. That is what we're going to focus on in terms of creating an expat life upgrade. Okay, third area of quicksand I see people get stuck is around purpose. You say to yourself, I'm happy, but I'm not satisfied. You crave something meaningful, something fulfilling for you. Purpose is an area of expat quicksand where a lot of people get stuck. If you're the accompanying partner, it feels like everybody around you has a purpose. Your kids go to school, your partner goes to work. But what's your thing? Something for you. And if you're the expat on assignment, you have a job purpose, but maybe you're seeking something more meaningful for you on a personal level. So purpose is the third area of quicksand where people get stuck. fourth and final area of quicksand that I see across the board with so many people I work with is direction. You know this when I say this. You are the one who says, I am so sick of thinking about doing what I want. I am so ready to take action, but you don't know which direction to go. So direction is the fourth area of quicksand. You're sick of the thinking, you're ready for the doing, but you just don't know which direction to get started in. So if this sounds familiar to you, seeking connection with those back home, wanting to create a life upgrade for yourself, seeking out purpose and direction, then I have got a treat for you. For the next 3 to 4 months, we are going to be focusing on each area of expat life quicksand. Okay, I'll be sharing my absolute best insight on these topics weekly in my blog and podcast. And dun, da, 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 I am going to offer you free training each and every month. That means there's a training coming up in June, July, August, and September. So mark your calendars. June 27th, I'll be giving the first free training, and it is called Making the Most of Expat Vacations, including the traps to avoid when you visit home. So if you want to make the most of your expat vacations and you want to avoid the traps when you go home, this is absolutely for you. Heads up for July, the topic is how to get your confident self back. August, we'll focus on the trick to finding something meaningful for you aside from being a spouse or a parent. And September is when you're sick of thinking about what you want, ready to take action, but don't know which direction to go. All of these are dedicated to get you out of the expat quicksand. All you got to do is go to my business page on Facebook and hit like to make sure you get the updates. That's at Sunday Schneider Bean LLC on Facebook. And while you're there, say hello, please. I'd love to hear from you. Or you can get updates by going to sundaybean.com/free-trainings and sign up for the reminders. And I'll tell you exactly when and where to go for every month of training. Okay, you guys, it's time to get out of the quicksand. Get clear on how to create better connections with those near and far. Take the steps to make a life upgrade and finally do the work to get clear on your purpose and direction. You will thank me for it. And you know what? You're going to thank yourself for it because it is so worth it. You've been listening to Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. Remember the words of Gandhi. The future depends on what you do today.